Welcome back. Take a moment. Let your shoulders drop. You don't need to be anywhere but here. Tonight, we're going to step into a quieter moment in history. Not a revolution, but what came after. The Restoration. The return of the Bourbon monarchy in France. After Napoleon. After years of war, and what it meant for France, and for the people who had lived through everything. The year is 1814. Napoleon Bonaparte is gone. Well, exiled, technically. First to the island of Elba. France has changed in just 2 decades. It has gone from absolute monarchy to revolution, to bloodshed, to empire. People are tired. Paris has seen heads fall, regimes rise, and sons march off to endless wars. So, when Napoleon is defeated and sent away, Europe's old monarchies, especially Britain, Prussia, Austria, and Russia decide it's time to put things back. Back to how they were before the French Revolution ever happened. So they bring back a king. His name is Louis XVIII, brother of the last king, Louis XVI. The one who had been guillotined during the revolution. But Louis XVIII isn't stepping into the same world his brother left behind. France is different now. The people have tasted citizenship. There's a middle class, a memory of revolution, and Louis knows it. Louis XVIII doesn't try to erase the past completely. He calls himself the King of France, but he keeps some of Napoleon's reforms in place. The Napoleonic Code, the legal system, isn't scrapped. The land taken from nobles during the revolution, he doesn't try to give it back. He even agrees to something called a charter. It's not quite a constitution, but it guarantees some basic rights. Freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and a two-house legislature. On the surface, it looks like a monarchy adjusting to the modern age. But under the surface, things are tense. Many royalists, people who want the old days back, think Louis is being too soft. They want revenge. On revolutionaries. On republicans. On anyone who had cheered for Napoleon. And others, the liberals, the people in cities, the veterans. They think he's just a monarch in disguise. Too old. Too out of touch. Too connected to the church and the aristocracy. Louis walks a tightrope, trying to calm both sides, trying to survive. Then, suddenly, Napoleon comes back, just for a moment. He escapes from Elba, marches through France, and people, soldiers, peasants, old allies, they join him. No shots fired, he walks back into Paris. Louis XVIII runs. It lasts for 100 days. Then Napoleon loses one final time at Waterloo. And now the Allies, Britain, Austria, Russia, Prussia, they're angry. They blame the French. And this time, they come back with a harder line. Louis XVIII returns again. But now it's clear, this isn't just a symbolic restoration. This time, the monarchy is under their control. Foreign troops occupy France for a few years. Louis is king, but under watch. Louis XVIII reigns until 1824. He dies without fanfare. His brother takes the throne, Charles X. Charles is not as cautious. He's more traditional, more openly religious, more nostalgic for the old regime. He oversees reforms, gives money to nobles, limits the press, and eventually tries to dissolve the legislature entirely. By 1830, the people have had enough. They rise up, not in a bloody revolution this time, but in a swift 3-day rebellion, the July Revolution. Charles flees. Another monarchy begins, the July Monarchy, with Louis Philippe, a constitutional monarch chosen by the people. So the Bourbon Restoration ends, not with a bang, but with a shift. Another attempt at balance between past and future. The Bourbon Restoration wasn't just about bringing back a king. It was about how to rebuild a country after revolution. What to restore and what to leave behind. Louis XVIII tried to find middle ground, but the world had moved on. It's easy to see revolutions as loud, dramatic, and full of fire. But restorations, they are quieter, complicated. They ask, can you ever go back? And in France's case, the answer was no. Thank you for spending time with me. History doesn't have to be heavy or fast. Sometimes it's in the quiet turns where the biggest changes live. Sleep well, and I'll see you next time.